From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Streets around the Empire State Building in New York remain closed as police continue to investigate this morning's shooting in the area. NPR's Joel Rose reports 2 people are dead and 9 are wounded.
Police say the incident began just after 9 a.m. when a recently laid-off worker shot one of his former colleagues to death just outside the Empire State Building. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the shooter began walking away, but quickly found himself in a confrontation with 2 police officers who were stationed outside the iconic building.
There were a number of shots fired. The perpetrator clearly turned his gun on the police and tried to shoot them. The cops returned fire, killing him. That's what we know.
The shooter was identified as Jeffrey Johnson of Manhattan. Police did not immediately identify his victim. Officials say 9 other people were hit by gunfire in the confrontation and that some might have accidentally been shot by police. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The most recently filed court records reveal that accused Colorado gunman James Holmes spoke with a classmate in March about his desire to kill people. That conversation taking place about 4 months before he allegedly carried out a deadly shooting rampage at a movie theater in Aurora. The document also states Holmes made threats to a professor and was denied access to the University of Colorado's medical campus. Holmes' attorneys say prosecutors should not have access to their client's student records. Anders Breivik has been convicted of killing 77 people in a bombing and shooting rampage in Norway last year and is being sentenced to up to 21 years in prison, the maximum under law, although he reportedly may remain locked up for much longer. Christine Bjelland, a spokesperson for the families of Breivik's victims, says the verdict is welcome news.
We asked for a unanimous verdict. We hoped for, and we got that, and we're very content. Also, we got the strictest verdict we can have according to Norwegian law. And that is another point that we really wanted.
Breivik reportedly smiled when the ruling was announced. Israel's prime minister is accusing Iran of continuing to speed up efforts toward creating nuclear weapons. He based his accusation on a report of new findings by the International Atomic Energy Agency. More from Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Iran has reportedly installed hundreds of new centrifuges deep underground and is accelerating enrichment of uranium to near weapons grade. The New York Times reports that the IAEA will present those findings next week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's further proof that Iran is pushing toward nuclear weapons. He spoke about it in a meeting today with Congressman Mike Rogers, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee. The Prime Minister's remarks are the first hint that the IAEA's reported findings may spark another round of debate in Israel about a potential strike on Iran. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Dow is up 80 points at 13,137. This is NPR. Cyclist Lance Armstrong has been stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles now that he's giving up his fight against the U.S. anti-doping agency. USADA accuses Armstrong of using performance-enhancing drugs. The International Cycling Union says it will wait for USADA to explain its decision before it comments on the case. Cyclist Floyd Landis, who was stripped of his 2006 Tour de France title for doping, may be spared prosecution on 1 count of wire fraud if he repays the donors who raised money for his defense against doping charges. Landis was arraigned in U.S. District Court in San Diego today, where he pleaded not guilty to a single count. A top lay official in the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has been sentenced to up to 7 years in prison for embezzling. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports Anita Guzzardi stole nearly $1 million.
Guzzardi began working for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia when she was 20 and worked her way up to chief financial officer. Then last year, the 42-year-old was fired. Prosecutors say she embezzled $900,000 from the church. She took relatives on trips to Hawaii and the Caribbean, showered herself and friends with gifts, and paid down the mortgage on her house in New Jersey. A lawyer said she grew disillusioned with the church after the sex abuse scandal broke in 2002. Between 2004 and 2011, she went on gambling and shopping sprees at the expense of the church. She has said she is genuinely remorseful. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
U.S. stocks trading higher with the Dow up 79 points, NASDAQ gaining 14, and the S&P 500 up 7 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.